morning and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, coming up later, I'll be giving you details about Lamb 2019, an event taking place at the Mulroy Woods Hotel in Milford next Wednesday. But first, let's hear from Stephen Blewett, who's the General Manager of Agribusiness at Arrivo Co-op. 2018 was certainly a challenging year, and 2019 brings with it many opportunities and will surely be another year of expansion. He's been telling me more.
Hi, Chris. Yes, it was definitely a very challenging year and although successful year for Arrivo and our farmer shareholders. Both from a weather point of view, we started the year with frost and snow, followed by many storms, the biggest of which was Storm Emma, which brought the country to a standstill. And then during June, July, as many people will remember, we had a lot of drought in certain parts of Ireland, a huge part of the region we operate in. So all those kind of things led to challenges at farm level, but I'm thankful to say that between our farmer shareholders and the team in Arrivo, the product kept flowing and it didn't detrimentally affect our business. It just shows the resilience of the farmers that we got through the year of such diverse weather conditions.
And during the year, of course, there were challenges, particularly in terms of animal feeds for some, and your Nutrius brand has been a big success.
Yes, we launched our Nutrius in Donegal and Northern Ireland in February of 2017, so coming up on 2 years ago. It's now been retailed in our six store, homeland stores in the northern region and being sold on the road by our farm commercial specialist team. It's gone down extremely well. The Nutrius brand has performed exceptionally and adds to the offering that we give our Arrivo farmers in the northern part of our region. In fact, 2018 was the busiest year we've ever had in our animal feed mill throughout its 40-year history. So something that our Donegal and Northern Ireland customers played a big part of that growth in tonnage.
Now, the year ahead, Brexit is the big factor that's going to influence so many things. You might just give us some sort of idea of the implications of a no-deal or limited deal for Arrivo, and how, as a company, are you preparing for things at the moment?
Okay, I suppose from a dairy point of view, we are not dependent on the UK market. Product ranges that we produce in our plant in Killigordon is liquid milk, and our plant in Ballyhadrine produces butter and enriched milk powder, and those three product ranges are not sold to the UK. So from a retailer point of view or from a selling point of view, the effect is very, very limited. From a supplier point of view, 20% of our milk pool actually does come from Northern Ireland. So one out of every 5 litres of milk that Arrivo Co-op handles comes from the north. And should there be a hard border, we all hope that there isn't, but should there be a hard border, we are quite confident that we can process the milk into powder in our Roscommon plant under a system which is called inward processing. So this is, we do this already for some product that we import outside of the EU and sell again outside of the EU. So it's not going to be a major showstopper. We're quite confident the plans we have in place and the system of inward processing that we will use, because the finished product will be retailed outside of the UK, meaning the powder that we sell will be sold outside of the UK. It's not going to be a huge issue for us, Brexit. Maybe challenging from a paperwork point of view. There is quite a bit of paperwork needed on the whole inward processing trail. But apart from that, we're confident that tariffs won't apply, as we don't sell any product to the UK from our Killigordon plant or our Ballyhadrine plant.
Now, you've had considerable success with the likes of Connacht Gold, which is very much a household name, and other products, Organic for Us and for Foodness Shakes. They too, there's a lot of potential for further growth.
Yeah, so we currently export to 50 countries. From our plant in Killigordon, we're focused on the Republic of Ireland liquid milk market, and we're actually the second largest in Ireland for liquid milk. our brands being Donegal Creameries, Connacht Gold, and of course Organic for Us, as you mentioned. Outside of that then, our plant in Ballyhadrin, our powder and butter plant in Ballyhadrin exports to 50 countries. All of those are outside the UK, the main one being Germany for our butter, and countries such as Nigeria, Senegal, Burkina Faso, etc. for our powder products. So we're quite geographically spread across the world with those 50 countries, and quite Brexit-proof in the fact that they're all outside of the UK.
Now, you have a number of homeland stores in Donegal. You've also got the website, of course, for them. And just wondering, in terms of the trade now that's going online, how has that all been panning out?
Yeah, we launched our new homeland website, w.homeland.ie, in November. And our vision for this is that we'll become, homeland.ie will become Ireland's number one online agri-retailer. I suppose the purpose of it is to serve our current customers in our current trading region, where we have we operate in 8 counties, but as well as that, to attract new customers throughout the whole island of Ireland to be able to avail of the agri products through homeland.ie. So it's quite relatively new. We're only in it about a month or 6 weeks or so, but sales have been positive so far, and it really is an innovative future play. You know, all major retailers have an online offering now, and homeland.ie is no different. So it's good, and it will grow in years to come.
And likewise, the company has been to the forefront in developing its farm profitability program and various initiatives, including ones to encourage sustainability and energy savings. And the feedback has been very positive.
Yeah, so our farm profitability program was launched 5 years ago in association with Teagasc. We have a team of two excellent people there, Dr. Vincent Griffith and Enda Faulkner, who head up the farm profitability program. The focus of the program is to, I suppose, labour management, to ensure farmers have a good work-life balance, and to ensure that farmers make the most of the most efficient feed product to have, which is grass. So we do that across the region by with 7 focus farms, which are a farm that we partner with and illustrate best practice on those farms. We've also 5 other farms which we grass pods, we call them, which we focus on grassland management. And in 2018 we had 15 public farm events where the wider community, the wider farmers, can visit these farms and see exactly what best practice is. I suppose we don't lecture. We don't. Our principle is that we guide farmers and show them the reasons for acting in a sustainable way.
I'm speaking with Stephen Blewett, the Orivo General Manager, dairy business. The company also prides itself in fostering business in the community, and corporate responsibility is also something that you take very seriously.
Yeah, so we've a number of initiatives under our corporate responsibility. One is our Charity of the Year. Each year we choose a charity representative of the 8 counties that we operate in. And since we started that initiative, Orivo, and our team members have managed to raise over €300,000, which has been donated to local charities. In 2018, our Charity of the Year was Down Syndrome Ireland, and we hope to raise just shy of €50,000 for that very good cause. Other ways we support our community is we have a business in community program, which we partner with some secondary schools, and senior managers from the Orivo business unit would spend time with students in those secondary schools, I suppose showing them, introducing them to the world of work, interview skills, business ideas, that kind of thing. So I suppose we depend on the community for our turnover, and for we'd like to give something back as often as we can to those communities.
Now, Orivo is a very progressive company. You continue to develop new products, and I believe you're investing in your dairy ingredients business. Perhaps you can tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, so we've 2 major investments underway in both our plants in our dairy business unit. We've the largest investment Orivo Co-op has ever undertaken. which is a 26 million euro spend in our plant in Ballyhadrine, County Roscommon. What we'll have then is further develop the plant into a state-of-the-art production facility, and we, at the end of the development in April of 2019, we'll have boosted our capacity by 60%. I suppose it's crucial to the future of the organisation, and it will ensure that all the milk our farmers are producing, that we've a home farm, we can produce it as efficiently and effectively as possible. What we're also doing in our Killigordon plant, which is probably closer to home to a lot of your listeners, we've a 6 million euro investment underway and hoping to complete in May of 2019. That 6 million investment is, I suppose it's divided into three main areas. It's to expand the packaging options that we're able to offer. We're now able to do larger format cardboard cartons, and with the way the world is going and some people turning away from plastic, we have 1.5, 1.75 and the capability of doing 2-litre cartons. We're also doubling our capacity in terms of the milk we can pasteurise and homogenise, and part of the investment is towards energy conservation, installing more energy efficient equipment, which has a very short payback. So it's, I suppose it's a sustainability play, but also an investment in reducing our spend on energy as we move forward.
Exciting times ahead then. And what new products will you be able to produce in these new facilities?
So I suppose the biggest our investment we're doing is our 26 million euro investment in Ballyhadrine. We've two dryers there at the moment, and those dryers are solely focused on a product which is called enriched milk powder. To be honest, in recent years, with the amount our milk pool has grown, we've focused on those products, and we can produce them very efficiently. But the third dryer, when it's up and running in April of 2019, will be able to focus on higher margin products such as growing up milk and senior milk powder. The markets we're aiming for with those products is the Indonesian market, which has a rapidly growing population. They are a slower product to produce, but a lot higher margin product. So in the years to come, we will still be predominantly focusing on enriched milk powder, but with our new facility, we will have the opportunity and the options to offer the growing up milk and senior milk powders across the Indonesian market, which will ensure that we can pass back the higher earnings that we get to our farmer shareholders.
And just to touch on the whole export side of things, and to give people an idea of just all the various countries that Orivo is actually exporting products to, you've mentioned a few of them there. Any idea how many countries in total?
50 countries in total we export out of our plant in Ballyhadrine to. The African market would be by far the largest, the African and the German market, and the surrounding countries in that region.
Now, in terms of the number of dairy suppliers that are involved with you, in terms of the numbers there, have you attracted many new suppliers in the past year?
Yeah, I'm delighted to say that our milk pool in 2018 has grown by just over 7%. Which is well ahead of the national average, which is predicted to be about 2.5% in Ireland. Part of the reason for that growth was, number one, our existing suppliers producing more, but also secondly, in 2018, we had 20 new suppliers to Orivo Co-op, so 20 new farmers that have got into milk and decided that Orivo is the best home for their milk. Actually, since 2016, we've attracted 45 new dairy farmers, and in 2019 and 2020, we have plans to attract another 30 or so new dairy farmers into the Orivo group. So definitely our milk pool is growing, our suppliers are growing, so I'd like to thank the farmers who have chosen Orivo for their for the confidence they've shown in our team, and also if anyone is thinking of supplying milk, we'd be delighted to speak to them.
And that brings me on appropriately, I suppose, to a book that was launched recently, which provides a fascinating history going back to the very roots of the co-op, and indeed gives a broader history of co-ops all over the west of Ireland.
The team, the wider team, it included some current Arevo team members, it included some ex-committee members, ex-board members, etc. And the team in Arevo have developed a book which is called Fields of Gold. It traces the history of Arevo back over 130 years from its inception as Donegal Creameries, NCF, Kiltara Co-op, etc., etc. It's an extremely interesting read and something that the region should be very proud of. It shows the efforts that our farmers and over the past 130 years or so have gone to in making a very successful co-op, which is approaching €500 million turnover.
And that was Stephen Blewett, General Manager of Agribusiness at Arevo Co-op. Next Wednesday, January the 16th, we'll see an information night called Lambing 2019 being staged in the Mulroy Woods Hotel in Milford. The event will feature a number of guest speakers, including Jonathan Smith, farm commercial specialist and a nutritionist for Arevo. I've been speaking to him about the forthcoming event to find out more.
Basically, it's a follow-up to our event Lambing 2018. We've now come up with Lambing 2019, and it's an event that aims to give helpful advice to sheep farmers in the run-up to the busy lambing period of the year. Nutrius Feeds is part of our Arevo cooperative, and we feel it's good to give something back to our farmers. A lot of our farmers are sheep farmers as well, so that's what the event is aimed at.
And there will be a number of guest speakers.
Yeah, we're going to have three guest speakers on the evening. Well, two of them are guest speakers. The third one's myself. But Wesley Power from Elanco, he's a company vet from Elanco. He's going to be there talking about fluke worms and parasites, really, and probably a little bit on vaccines. Leo Faulkner from Mayo Healthcare, he's going to be there. He's going to be talking about boluses, mineral supplementation, and he's going to talk a little bit about the sheep welfare scheme as well. And I'm going to be speaking myself, Chris. I work for Nutrius Feeds. I'm a nutritionist for them. I'm just going to talk about pre-lamb and nutrition and the types of feed that are out there and what we should be looking for and to try and get sheep in the right condition before lambing time.
And one of the great things about events like this is it does give people an opportunity to have that face-to-face connection with people who can provide that bit of expert advice.
Yeah, it is. Well, obviously, we've got the three speakers there on the night giving some expert advice. I mean, you can ask questions and talk to them afterwards. But also, there's going to be a number of stands there that evening from a number of different Irish businesses, all involved in either products or services geared towards the sheep sector. You can pick up leaflets, you can talk to them, you can get some advice from them. And the aim really is to just give as much information as you can. The information will suit different people in a different way, and people can take from it what they want on that evening, you know.
And are there similar events around the country?
There has been similar events before. Obviously, we've run events in the past. This type of event usually just runs before lambing time. There'll probably be some others in Donegal later in the month, but there'll be ones in other counties. I should just say as well, Chris, this is a national KT event, so anybody out there that wants to come along to the event, they can sign up as well for credits for their knowledge transfer scheme.
And to recap on the details, again, just tell us where and when it's on.
7:30, the Mulroy Woods Hotel in Milford. Next Wednesday, the 16th of January.
And that was Jonathan Smith, farm commercial specialist and a nutritionist for Arevo. By the way, next week we'll have extensive coverage of the public meeting in Letterkenny that was held to discuss the beef plan, a plan put together by beef farmers for beef farmers. That's in next week's Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.